Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org.
All right, it's time to pick the Issues Etc. blog of the week. I have my pick. Jeff has his. We read through a lot of blogs, and given our time constraints, we're pretty much reading those that have the Issues Etc. widget. In fact, we only consider for blog of the week those that carry the Issues Etc. widget. If your blog doesn't have it yet, you can get it. It's very simple. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote. You'll find the widget there and instructions on how to insert it into your blog. And when you have, email us and let us know. Talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, perusing through it every week, and then it will become a candidate for blog of the week every week. Jeff always starts this one off. What did you pick, Jeff?
This is Abide in My Word by Pastor Thomas Messer. It's a blog post titled, That's Too Catholic. One of the most frustrating things for the 21st century confessional Lutheran pastor to deal with is the oft-repeated accusation that this, that, or other things is too Catholic. Those who make these accusations really mean to say that what they're witnessing is too Roman Catholic. It's a great blog post, and I'm just cutting this short. He says, what's frustrating and very telling is that you almost never hear the cry, that's too Baptist, or Methodist, or Pentecostal, or whatever. The truth is, whether some want to admit it or not, that Lutherans have never been nearly as defensive concerning Protestant practices, especially since they're coming to America, where Protestantism has flourished. He concludes, none of this to say that we don't have major differences with the Roman Catholic Church to this day. We do major differences. But here's a newsflash for you. We have major differences with Protestants, too. To think that this is okie-dokie for Lutherans to adopt Protestant practices while avoiding anything that looks, smells, or sounds Roman Catholic is completely misunderstood what Lutheranism truly is. My pick for blog post of the week, Abide in My Word, and the blog post is titled, That's Too Catholic.
Very good. Good pick, Jeff. Mine comes from a blog called The Shepherd's Study, and if I get this eye touch to open up again, these things lock down far too easily. The Shepherd's Study, and there are two blog posts. I only pick one, but there are two blog posts there that caught my eye. The one that I had to pick, if I had to pick between the two, called Defeatism in the Church, and he's quoting from an old theologian, Professor Zick, I believe is his name. And at one point, he's talking about not becoming discouraged about the state of the church. Here's a brief quote. We know from Scripture that difficulties and perplexities such as these that beset us now were not merely the lot of all our brethren at all times, but that they are part and parcel of our calling, the outstanding characteristic of the church as decreed by its master. All the men from Adam to Jesus Christ bear witness to that. The true church is always ecclesia pressa, fighting under difficulties from within and without, but always fighting. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We know that from examples in Scripture that so many of our troubles are caused by ourselves. We have not heeded the Lord's warning cries. We have loved the world. We have gloried in our own strength. We have been too self-confident. We have looked the outward glory of the church and neglected its inner upbuilding. We have undertaken large ventures because we have plenty of money and times are good, instead of expecting everything from the Lord and His gospel. Those words were written a long time ago, and they apply beautifully to us in the church today. My blog pick of the week, The Shepherd's Study, Defeatism in the Church. We'll post both of these at our website tonight under the on-demand page. issuesetc.org. Click on demand. You can read them for yourself. I want to thank everybody who has signed up in the last, has it only been 2 months that we've got 2,500 plus fans at the Issues Etc. fan page at Facebook? Well, I want to thank everyone who has signed up there as a fan and encourage those who haven't to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. More and more every day, those fans that are signed up there are interacting with one another, and they're getting updates on what's coming up on the show and occasionally viewing a picture or to facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues Etc., we'll start out talking with Terry Mattingly about the evangelical reaction to President Barack Obama's back-to-school address. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.